Shabbat Parshat Bishalach, candlelighting tonight, 5:03 p.m. Oh Hashem. Okay, the Jewish people go through a very difficult circumstance. The Mitzrim are chasing them. You know the story. Their backs are up against the Yamsuf. Hashem tells Moshe, Neteit Yachal Yam. That's after. But before that, the crisis moment, they don't know what to do. Vayir'u me'od, vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. They're calling out, they're afraid, they're scared. Vayomru, and they yell out to Moshe, Hamibli en kvarim Mitzrayim, there weren't enough graves in Egypt. You have to take us out, to schlep us with all of our things. So what, we get buried here or we get buried there? What's the difference? Lamut b'mibar, mazot asino lan lotzion mimitzrayim. Halo zeh adabar shir divarni lachom Mitzrayim, limor chadal mimenavda Mitzrayim. It was better for us to just be there. What? No one bothered us. I woke up in the morning. I went. I was a slave. You have to create such challenges in our life. We're better off being servants in Mitzrayim than dying here in the Mibar. Amazing lines. Al tira'u. Don't be afraid. Hityatzvu ur'u et yishuat Hashem. Stand firm, be strong, and you'll see the salvation of Hashem. She'aseh lachem hayom. Hashem's going to do for you today. And then Hashem turns to Moshe and he says, Ma titzak elai, why are you praying to me? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisa'u. Speak to the people and go. Lesson number one. Sometimes there's a time for prayer. Sometimes there's a time for action. This was not a time for prayer. Shem says to Moshe, it's not a time for tefillah. It's a time for doing. But lesson number two, and this is the one I want to mention, focus on, is Rashi says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisau, Ein lahem el elisa. All you have to do is go. Go, go where? Drown in the ocean, drown in the sea. The only thing behind us is the Mitzrim, in front of us is the water. What do you mean go? What do you mean just walk? Start walking? What's going to happen? She'ein hayam omed bifnehem. Shocking words, the Midrash. Rashi says, the sea is not standing in front of you. What do you mean the sea is not standing in front of me? I see it with my own eyes. There's water. If I go in there, I don't know how to swim. My children, old people. What does it mean? Ein hayam omed bifnehem. Says the Midrash, Kedai zchut avoteihem v'hem v'emunah she'eminu bo pi v'yitzu likro l'hamayam, which means you and your merits of the avot, and maybe even more importantly, your faith, your emunah, will create the opportunity, the ability for the sea to split. This is the part I want to focus on. Sometimes we think there's a wall standing in front of us that we just can't get through. We can't get over it. We can't get through it. It's a wall. How can I get through a wall? How can I get through an impossible situation? Says Hashem, says Moshe, it's not there. There's no wall in front of you. You think you see a wall, but you know what? You're looking at it through the wrong eyes. You're looking at it through the wrong perspective. At the end of the Yam Suf, they come out on the other side of the sea, and the psukim say like this. They come out on the other side. Batikach Miriam and Neviyah, Miriam, the sister of Aaron, she takes in her hand drums, cymbals, hatof, batetzenakol and Hashim achor betuvim macholot, and they start to sing and celebrate. Says Rashi, you imagine you're packing your bags from Mitzrayim, and you say, oh, I forgot my drum. That's like the most important thing. What does that even mean? Packing her drum? How did she know? Says Rashi, unbelievable. They believed that there wasn't an impossible situation in front of them. They believed that there was going to be something incredible that was going to happen, and they did something about it. And the truth of the matter is, I think we all suffer from this mistake. That when we reach a point where we feel like there's a wall in front of me, and this is an impossible situation, and there's no way I'm going to be able to overcome and get over this wall, or get through this situation. if we're looking at it with the regular eyes, then yeah, it's going to be a yam. It's going to be a wall of water in front of us that we won't be able to pass. But if we're looking at it with the eyes of Emunah, the eyes of Zchut Avot, the eyes of Emunah, that nothing is really impossible. Ein davar ha'omed lifnei ratzon. That if you will it, if you wish it, and you believe, and you have that Emunah, that deep faith, ein hayam omed bifneihem. There isn't really a sea standing in front of you. The Gemara says, and I'll finish with this, Masechet Yoma, Tana Rabbanan, Aniva Ashir, a rich person and a poor person. They come up to Shemayim, and they're asked, La'ani omrim lo mipnei ma lo asakta batorah. Why didn't you study Torah? Were you poorer than Hillel? And it goes on to tell a story about Hillel. We're not going to go into it now. He was so poor, he gave away $1. He made 50 cents. He gave to his family 50 cents just to be able to get into the Beit Midrash. And one time, he didn't have enough money, so he sat on the roof and he froze outside because it was so cold, just to be able to learn Torah from the skylight. Why tell us such a story? Why tell us a story? If every person is different, every person, we're supposed to be like Hillel. How can we be like Hillel? How can we be like these people? The answer is, when we hear about how far a person could go beyond what they thought they were able to do, that's the inspiration for us. I always like to say it around the time of exams. I think it's an important message. That when we're pushed to one limit, we think that's all I could do. I could never work harder than this. And then we're pushed to the next limit. And you know what? We dig deep inside of ourselves and we figure out a way to push our limits. But we can only do that if we look through eyes of Emunah. Believe in ourselves, believe in Hashem, believe in each other. Bezrat Hashem, we can accomplish amazing things. Together, Shabbat Shalom, Tinuz Ashrei.